Radio Prague News.
EU Commissioner Günther Verheugen has said the EU will have to deal with the Czech President's condition for the ratification of the Lisbon Treaty. The Czech Education Minister has called for an audit of all Czech universities in reaction to the Plzeň Law School's fast-track degree scandal. And the novel Saturnin by Zdeněk Jirotka has been voted the most popular book in a Czech TV survey. EU Commissioner Günther Verheugen has said that the EU will have to deal with the condition Czech President Václav Klaus set down for ratifying the EU's Lisbon Treaty. Mr. Verheugen told the German radio station Deutschlandfunk on Sunday that heads of governments of EU member states will have to see if and how the condition could be met. The Czech president announced earlier this month he would not finalize the treaty's ratification unless the Czech Republic is granted an opt-out concerning possible property claims from ethnic Germans expelled from Czechoslovakia after the Second World War. However, Commissioner Verheugen said he did not believe the EU's reform document could lead to that. Mr. Verheugen, who is German, also blamed Bavaria's Christian Social Union Party for keeping the issue of the expulsion alive. Meanwhile, the Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico told Czech TV on Sunday that his country might push for an opt-out similar to that pursued by President Klaus. Mr. Fico said his government would decide depending on whether the Czech demand is successful. The Czech Education Minister Miroslava Kopicová told Czech TV on Sunday that in reaction to the Plzeň Law School's fast-track degree scandal, her ministry would carry out an audit of all Czech universities. Ms. Kopicová said her ministry has already launched an audit of all of the country's law faculties. Czech public universities should be audited next, followed by private higher education institutes. In September, allegations surfaced concerning fast-track degrees, plagiarism and missing dissertations at the law faculty of the University of West Bohemia in Plzeň. The dean and two vice deans of the faculty have stepped down and the ministry has filed a lawsuit in connection with the scandal. The novel Saturnin by Zdeněk Jirotka was voted the most popular Czech book in a Czech TV survey on Saturday. Saturnin, a humorous novel about a quirky yet perfectly proper butler, was published in 1942 and made into a film in 1994. It also recently appeared in an English translation. The 1855 novel Babička or The Grandmother by Božena Němcová finished second in the Czech version of BBC's The Big Read, while the third most popular book with Czech readers is the French novella The Little Prince by Antoine Saint-Exupéry. More than 320,000 viewers took part in the survey. And a quick look at the weather. The start of the week should see overcast skies with rain showers and snowing in higher places. Highest day temperatures will range between 4 and 8 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter and that's the end of the news.
Hi, this is Radio Prague and I'm Ian Willoughby. Today, your correspondence read and replied to in this week's mailbox. After that, Chris Johnstone discusses Czechoslovak TV news from 1989 in this week's Letter from Prague. And in the last part of the programme, we find out what happens when a Czech rock group meets a trio of singers from South Korea. That's in the latest edition of Magic Carpet. That's coming up in a bit, but first, here's Pavla Horáková with this Sunday's Mailbox.
Hello and thanks for tuning in to Mailbox, Radio Prague's weekly listeners' letters programme. Thank you very much for all your feedback. It's very much appreciated. Let's get on to your comments straight away. Jaroslav Bitušek from the United States responded to a recent news story.
Mirek Topolánek is right in trying to persuade EU leaders not to take retaliatory steps against President Klaus because of his unwillingness to ratify the Lisbon Treaty. This matter must be settled by democratic means only, through persuasion and display of goodwill, not through arbitration and force. The EU can't afford to be perceived as just another totalitarian entity.
Comments regarding the recent change to Radio Prague's website are still coming in. This one from Gautam Mandal from the Indian state of West Bengal.
I like the new style of your website. It looks very good and interesting now. Browsing is also easy and categorized. I mainly listen to your program on the internet at times convenient to me, but I cannot forget the thrill of shortwave broadcasts, and when possible, I listen on shortwave also. Thanks, and 73s.
Cooley Cheng is a new listener from China.
Yesterday afternoon, I found the program Sound Check very useful for me to learn about the Czech language and culture. So I visited your website to look for the text to read and review, and I found all the archived articles of Sound Check with MP3 files available to download. The internet speed was quite fast, and I've downloaded all the MP3 files. And the MP3 files are properly named, so I know the dates on which they were broadcast, and I can organize them in the right order. Out of curiosity, I visited the website of China Radio International to see if there's any program for foreigners to learn Chinese, but it's surprising to find I can't play some of the audio clips on the website for some reason, and the articles from earlier than a few months ago cannot be found anymore. My girlfriend lives on the outskirts of Prague, and she's happy that I'm learning about her language and culture through your radio programs. I hope I'll be able to sound check in the future when I visit Prague.
Well, good luck with that, and we are happy that our little Czech language program helps learners as far as China. Before we get to our monthly quiz question, we have a message for Mr. George Scott from England, who wrote into Radio Prague earlier this year to comment on an article on the Czech World War II paratroopers. Frank Muzika, the son of a Czech RAF pilot who also lives in England, would like to get in touch with Mr. Scott. If Mr. George Scott is listening to this program or reading this article and would like to contact Mr. Muzika, please drop us a line to english@radio.cz and we will take care of the rest. And finally, it's time for our monthly quiz question. In October, we are looking for the name of the illustrator born in 1934 in Ústí nad Labem into a Czech-German family. He's probably best known for designing the characters in the 1968 animated film Yellow Submarine, based on the music of the Beatles. There are Radio Prague goodies waiting for four of you who send us the correct answer by the end of the month to english@radio.cz or Radio Prague 12099 Prague, which are also the addresses for your reception reports and comments. Please keep them coming. Mailbox will be back next week, same time, same frequency. So until then, happy listening.
Thanks, Pavla. If you've just joined us, this is Radio Prague. And I'm Ian Willoughby. Now we're joined by Chris Johnstone, who has this week's letter from Prague.
For the last week or so, I have been religiously following one television programme every day. It's not a soap opera that has got its claws into me, but the Czechoslovak news 20 years after. There is currently an around 10-minute edited spot every night on the public broadcaster, ČT24, entitled 20 Years of Freedom, 20 Years Without Communist Party Propaganda. It is wonderful to be an armchair spectator with the great gift of hindsight. I suppose for me it's also an eye-opener. I visited Czechoslovakia for the first time around a year after the end of communism. A public debate had just happened about whether some of the Velvet Revolution posters and stickers should be removed from Prague's metro station halls and other public places or remain in place for posterity. Sadly, the former decision was taken as the country raced to embrace the West. Some of the recent ČT24 coverage was about the 40th birthday celebrations of communist East Germany, ironically staged just before the regime's disappearance. Of course, the Czechoslovak coverage did not mention the fact that the then Soviet leader, Mikhail Gorbachev, walked out of a dreary speech by the long-serving East German communist leader, Erich Honecker, which promised nothing new. Nor were there any images of the young East German communists lined up to greet the Soviet leader and calling out for his help. No, it was all smiles, though rather frozen ones, even as other reports on Czechoslovak television showed the East German state and communism in other countries in Central Europe crumbling. For me, the Czechoslovak TV coverage of East German refugees streaming out of the country and occupying the West German embassy in Prague was surprisingly extensive. I suppose the event was just too big to be ignored. But such coverage of Prague authorities towing away the hundreds of unwanted Trabant cars that had been left behind in the city by the refugees sat rather uncomfortably with the upbeat coverage of East Germany's 40th birthday celebrations. And then there was the coverage of the meeting of the Hungarian Communist Party, which decided for a makeover dumping communism. Czechoslovak TV viewers are shown a copy of the party's former paper, where the slogan, "Workers of the World Unite," has disappeared overnight. There is also about Poles, whose country had already dumped communism, streaming into Austria on a shopping trip. Meanwhile, at home, the grey suits, stony expressions and packed hall were once again rolled out for the 15th Communist Party Central Committee meeting. There is the image of the washed-out-looking General Secretary, Milos Jakeš, describing the domestic situation as stable and exhorting activists to greater efforts. Looking back, it is hard to see where Jakeš and the grey suits got their confidence from. Perhaps they thought things would muddle on as before. But a month later, the Velvet Revolution had begun. Hindsight might make it seem that the Czechoslovak fall of communism was inevitable, with the Wenceslas Square protesters extras in an already scripted drama. But it was still the same year as the Tiananmen Square massacre in China, and the Czechoslovak STB forces were visible and ready in Prague's side streets to act if the order was given.
Letter from Prague was by Chris Johnstone. Staying on the subject of 1989... Radio Prague needs your help.
Ať mír dál zůstává.
Now hundreds of thousands of Czechoslovaks.
November 17th of 1989 set in motion the Velvet Revolution, which led to the peaceful overthrow of the communist regime in Czechoslovakia. Following a brutal police crackdown on an unarmed student demonstration in Prague on that day, thousands of people took to the streets asserting their desire for change.
Chanted the names of Dubček and Havel in thousands of Czechoslovaks.
Do you recall the mass protests in the streets of Prague and the election of dissident playwright Václav Havel, the country's first post-communist president? On the 20th anniversary of the fall of communism, Radio Prague is asking its listeners the world over to share their memories of those heady days. Write and let us know where and how you heard the news and how you were affected by it. Radio Prague will select the best letters and interview the listeners in question over the phone. Their memories will enhance Radio Prague's special programming devoted to the 20th anniversary of the Velvet Revolution. Please send your letters to Vinohradská 12, postal code 12099, Prague, the Czech Republic, or you can email us at cr@radio.cz. And don't forget to include a phone number where you can be reached. Twenty years after, your memories on Radio Prague.
In the final part of our program today, we join Petr Daruška on his magic carpet.
Hello and welcome to Magic Carpet, bringing you music from the Czech Republic. The Czech band Tata Boys, known for their catchy yet clever hit songs, made a surprise appearance at one of the biggest local open-air summer festivals 3 months ago, when they were joined by three young classical-trained ladies from Korea, known as An Trio. But for the faithful fans of the group, this was not a surprise. The two bands had already worked together before in studio, and today we shall hear the results, an album called Smetana, Cream.
Thank you.
Czech band Tata Boys were formed in Prague, neighborhood of Hans Pauka, known for its pubs with live music and considered to be the bohemian part of the city. Yet the origins of this highly successful but also very individualistic band reach deep into the past. It was exactly 30 years ago when the two future Tata Boys leaders met at a kindergarten. 5 years later, according to the band's website, they composed their first song, and another 5 years later, they started their band.
Attention Azom
with Tata Boys from their album Smetana Cream, a collection of their greatest hits re-recorded in an unplugged version with backing by the Korean female ensemble An Trio. This July, at the Colors of Ostrava Festival, An Trio played contemporary classical music in the local church, and on the main stage, they accompanied Tata Boys. Lucia, the pianist of the trio, explained that for many years they wanted to do a project with a rock band, but also that they often travel to Prague as tourists and later to record their latest album. Discovering and meeting Tata Boys was not difficult after all. An Trio, whom we've heard accompanying the Prague band Tata Boys, consists of three sisters of Korean origin who currently live in New York City. The twins Lucia and Maria play piano and cello. The third sister, Angela, plays violin. Their latest solo album, Lullaby for My Favorite Insomniac, was recorded in Prague with many Czech guest musicians. And in our final selection, we shall hear them one more time with Tata Boys. Thanks for listening to this edition of Magic Carpet, which came to you on Radio Prague and was presented by Petr Doruška. Thank you.
That edition of Magic Carpet is all we've got time for on today's programme. As always, we'd like to hear your comments. Our email address is english@radio.cz and the postal address is Vinohradska 12 12-12099 Prague. We hope you can join us again soon. But for now, from me, Ian Willoughby, and all of us here at Radio Prague, thank you for listening and goodbye.
Jasnější jsem stínem, stínem svojí květiny se malou tečkou.